is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 36 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Hull Show. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now from CSURams.com, one of our Rams insiders, Mike Brohard. Mike's out covering golf today. Mike, you going to give us like the whisper analysis today, or what are you thinking?
Pretty much, yeah. I'll be speaking. We were just watching Davis Bryant. He's getting ready to putt on the 11th green for birdie.
Tell me, you gotta give me something, man. Tell me what happens here.
Well, I kind of went down into a ravine, so they couldn't hear me. So I can't even see the green right now. The things I do just to talk to you is amazing.
You just like creep up over there, so they barely see you, and then you know it'll be quite the thing, man.
I feel like a little bit of a creeper right now. Yeah.
We want to keep you. I might just keep you on for like an hour and see what happens. Mike,
you've done that before. I was at a women's golf tournament a couple years ago. So.
The things Mr. Brohard does for us here on The Hull Show, man. We appreciate you. Mike, you know how I'm always a negative Nancy. I feel more positive, not about the Broncos. I don't even want to go there anymore. But does it feel like CSU, this football team, I know they lost to Utah State, but maybe they're turning a little bit of a corner?
Well, especially defensively, you look at the way that they've played, the way they've held teams down. It's not like they're playing perfect. They've given them some big plays still, but not big scoring plays. They've been gashed at times with the run, but nothing that they don't recover from. And, you know, they kind of stiffen up the closer they get down to the red zone and even in the red zone. So that's a really good sign. And then you see, you know, a run game starting to develop, which is always a positive thing, especially considering, the youth of the quarterbacks take a little bit of pressure off them. The fact that you've started three different quarterbacks the past 3 weeks, and it looks like they're going to go back to Clay Millen this week. So, the revolving door, the beautiful thing about it is it always comes around to the front again.
Well, I love that too. Avery Morrow too. You talked about the run game. I had him on last week, Mike, and I joked. I was like, "Was that the game plan going in to that Nevada game?" And he it was funny. He's like, "Dude, we're air raid. It's never the game plan." But here it is again. I mean, he ended up with 27 carries, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Sometimes it just works out that way. You gotta love that guy's fight out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's running the ball great. I mean, he's one of those kids that finally presented an opportunity. I mean, he played between two pretty good backs at Nevada, and they're still there. So he comes here, he gets a chance, he works his way through. You know, Ajon gets hurt, he gets a chance. All of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, he's had 20-plus carries. He didn't even have that many carries. I think he had 22 carries the first four games. So, but he's taking advantage of it. I mean, back-to-back 100-yard games, and the 26-yard run he had was just – he was him being the playground bully, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love to see a good, just a running back that just flat out gets after it, and he doesn't look like he's going down. He even looked exhausted in that Nevada game, but he just kept going. I love his fight there. But you talked about the quarterback situation, so it does sound like we are going to see Clay Millen back as the starting quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, that's the way everybody's kind of anticipating, unless something weird happens. I talked to Clay after practice today. He's good to go. He really wanted to play against Nevada, but he couldn't throw a ball. So that becomes problematic when you're a quarterback.
True, yes.
And if he still needed last week to kind of get back. He's been fine at practice. He's ready to go. The time away, he said, gave him some time to see some things and think about some things. And I'll write about that later in the week. He seems like he's cleared and ready to go.
Well, and you talked about the defensive side of the ball, too. For the most part, I mean, again, I know not everything's been perfect. There's been some tough games for sure, but it does seem like, especially the last couple of weeks, Freddie Banks has this defense really cooking. I mean, the heart and soul, they are just coming out making play after play, and you just love to see it.
Yeah, they're a team right now that, when you look at it, they get it. It's they're not having to think anymore. They're just being able to see things and react to them. And it's kind of some of it's coming from guys that haven't played a whole lot. You know, like Aiden Hector makes his first start, jumps up, gets a pick six. You know, McKendie doesn't play a lot or hadn't played a lot. He's getting more reps. You know, he's Johnny on the spot, you know, scores off a fumble return. You got guys that are picking off passes. You got guys that are forcing fumbles. Camp Barrettow has a couple of big plays. Special teams is starting to ramp up a little bit too. But yeah, the defense right now is starting to play, they're starting to read things and react to them, and that's allowing them to play more aggressive.
Going into this weekend, this Hawaii opponent, of course, it's going to be in Fort Collins. You always, you know, at the beginning of the season, always look at where that game's going to be. The Rams opening up, I believe, is a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Tell us a little bit about Hawaii. I mean, they're 2-5. They did beat Nevada. They got a lot of points up, I think over 30 against Nevada. Talk to us a little bit about their opponent this weekend, Mike.
You know, they're a lot like CSU is, you know, like Timmy Chang, who was on staff here for about a month, and they love him, and they all want to see him succeed. They just don't want to see him have success this week. But, you know, that's a program that was a mess that he took over. But he's a kid from the island. He's a legend out there. He's somebody that can get them kind of, you know, revamped, that whole fan base kind of revitalized with his return. And, you know, they do a run and shoot, and while a lot of people, it was funny, I talked to Matt Mummy about it. It's like, you know, run and shoot and air raid, people think they're the same, and they're not at all. So they used to talk concepts all the time. But they've got a quarterback who's starting to play a little bit better. So they're starting to generate some points. But much like CSU, they're still trying to find their way.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Mike, I know you got work to do, so I won't keep you on, my friend. But I do appreciate you always jumping on with us. And let's see, man. Let's see if this Rams team can kind of follow up. I know we got a loss with Utah State, but there just seems like there's a corner being turned here, and maybe they can turn this season out to be something pretty positive overall.
Yeah, there's 6 weeks left, and that's what you want to do is you want to. You want to finish strong in conference play, and that's one of the things that Jay pointed out to this team is, in the past 5 years or so, because I did all the stat research for him, they just haven't been good the last six games of the year, and they haven't been good in November. He wants that to change, and they've got a chance to do that.
It's amazing what you can do, too, when you finish strong. Even if it's just showing progress, it gets people really pumped up the following year. But, Mike, you know, from attendance last week, it looks like this Rams fan base is still very much in on everything Jay Norvell's doing. It's almost like they're logical, like they're looking at this going, it's going to take a little bit of time to get this thing up to exactly where we want.
Yeah, it's almost like they're not listening to you.
Nah,
you know, being Negative Nancy all the time. Not just joking. You know, homecoming's always a big crowd. It's always a nice crowd, but it was great, and it was something the players and Jay Norvell really appreciated. And they're going to need that kind of support as they keep moving forward.
I have my negative moments for sure, Mike. But yes, I think the Rams fans do ignore me most of the time. Mike, my friend, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, you have a lovely day.
You too, man. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I haven't been that negative about CSU. I mean, I've had my moments, but I'm very much in on this Jay Norvell thing. I'm very much in on this. Why does Jay Norvell get more leeway than Nathaniel Hackett? College versus NFL? Quarterback? Pros versus college kids?
I think all of that. I think with Hackett, you got your veteran quarterback with Coach Norvell. Yeah, he got a guy in Clay that he knows, I'm sure, through recruiting, but hasn't really seen him a lot on the field, so you're not really sure what Clay's ceiling is at this moment.
Right.
So you hope to see that through the rest of the season as he, you know, gets more of a foundation of what he's going to look like in the system. But college coaches just get more leeway. There's more. The expectations are high, but they're not. You're a professional. You need to be 100% every single day, like the NFL.
And you're building a system, and it's, you know, let's be honest here. Whether we're predicting in the future 5-10 years, how many NFL players are on the CSU football roster right now? How many will be? Just if you do a random number out, like two,
next five
three?
Years?
Yeah, five, 7 years.
Five or six.
Really? Yeah, okay. Well, and that's why. I mean, how many scholarship kids do you, and again, I know the transfer situation, but you got, what, 80 guys out there? How many scholarships do you have? I don't know, but you got a ton of guys. And so five or six out of all those guys every single year, not very many. Well, the NFL, the expectations are just different. You have NFL players. You have the tools. Every coach does. How do you use your tools better than anybody else? And Nathaniel Hackett has Russell Wilson. Jay Norvell has a freshman quarterback and a brand new philosophy entering the room. I don't think Nathaniel Hackett's coming in with like a brand, like, do you look at Nathaniel Hackett's offense and go, whoa, that's like something I've never saw the Broncos put on the field before. with Pat Shurmur and Vic Fangio and Vance Joseph. Yeah, probably little things, but you don't look at it going, wow, this is Chip Kelly entering the league. This is a brand new day, a brand new philosophy in the NFL. It's not that obvious all the time. The Wildcat and stuff, like those are obvious, but this isn't that obvious of a change.
We've been told that Hackett's offense is very complex, and there's a lot of movement, you know, a lot of details that you have to get with the calls and protections and all that. But when you see it on the field,
it
doesn't look like it's complex. It looks like you're just failing to execute.
But then again, I mean, Kansas City has a lot of moving pieces, and it looks easy when we watch it. Getting Travis Kelce to just take a 5-year little dig route or something seems easy enough. But it's the way the play sets up, the way you're audibling, the way you're moving guys around in motion to set all this up, the blocking schemes that allow certain windows to open up for Patrick Mahomes. So I guess the one thing we can take away with what you're saying is maybe it is so complicated. Maybe it is a Jay Norvell situation. Maybe it is going to take 7-8 weeks for this thing to take hold. And those that were saying, because this was a narrative to start the season, Angel, there were those in the know and not in the know, meaning the muggles, the fan base, right, us, are saying this thing might not be ready this year. This thing might be ready next year when we get more guys surrounding Russ that make sense for Russ. Do you think that that's going through George Payton's mind? That maybe this wasn't the year, and we weren't planning on it being the year. But we knew we wanted Russ for 7 years. We signed him. We're playing the long game here. We're going to let Nathaniel Hackett grow. And there's certainly a case to be made for that. Now, it's hard to make that case today. The 11 o'clock hour, I was very sad. I'm still very sad. I'm still very pissed off. But should we throw out our expectations for the rest of the season and say, this is what they're going to do. They need to stick with it and stick with their original game plan and grow with Nathaniel Hackett and hope that they build around what Russell Wilson's strengths are and that Russell and Hackett slowly start to click. Is that a possibility? Or based on what you've seen in 6 weeks, they're so far away that idea is just unfathomable. Maybe so. It's so bad, and there's so many major issues that it's really hard for me to say, yeah, you can stick with this plan going into next season. But if it's a Jay Norvell type situation, you want to give it the time it needs. Maybe Hackett's offense is that complicated. Maybe Russell is having a hard time adapting to it, and maybe just more time in it works. But then again, that also goes back to the preseason. You could have had 2 extra weeks with game film of you working within this offense, and it could have given you even more, maybe a head start. And so that, again, goes back to a poor coaching decision. 12:49 the time. Top Text Tuesday rolls on. Dixon's looking good here. Got a couple of texts from the 970. Maybe we'll go with that 405 positive text today. Give me something great. We got Avs rocking and rolling. Avs are over 500 to start the season. The Nuggets start tomorrow night, and I think they got I seriously do. I think they have just as good a shot as anybody to win the whole thing. 12:50 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.